Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lady Gang, DC.
Heyo.
DC are our OGs.
Yeah. Well, you guys were getting changed. Our DC Lady Gang's like all in the front.
Hello, yes. DC Lady Gang.
Yeah. Well, technically, they're all DC Lady Gang, well, but if you're not in the Facebook group,
yeah,
get with it. So anyway, we want to thank Kettle One Botanical for allowing us to come out here and drink with you tonight after you stood in a hallway hot for a long time. I hope
Sorry
you enjoyed your free drink.
Yes. So we're drinking the spritzes. This is our summer jam, and as Kelty mentioned before, I'm lazy as so I don't really enjoy making cocktails. I like drinking them, but I can't always be in an establishment with a bartender. So what you do for a spritz is very simple, bitches. It's Kettle One Botanical and soda water. And that's it. And it's no carbs, no added sugar, and no artificial sweeteners.
It's really good. And they're so delicious. And you guys know that I am a spritz connoisseur. I don't put my stamp of approval on just anything. They're so delicious. There's grapefruit and rose, cucumber mint, and orange blossom, and peach. They're all delicious.
Yes.
We love them.
All right. So thank you.
Thank you for that.
And now it's time for...
I heard that champagne popping over there, girlfriend.
Did you just pop a bottle?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey. Excuse me. Sir, you didn't say good week, bad week.
What's your name?
He's already getting called out.
Tom?
I know.
Tom,
let's do it again for Tom.
Ready? And now it's time for Good Week, Bad Week.
Thanks, yes. Tom. Should we start?
Jack, do you want to start? Because you're so nervous.
Yeah, okay. Well, I say this every time we have a show, but I have a nervous poop like 10 minutes before we start the show because I'm all the nerves. I haven't drank as much, so like I need
so
to.
So weird that men don't come see this.
I'm also wearing white. So, oh, by the way, I'm also on my period. So everybody be on period watch just in case something happens around here. It wasn't a good choice for me to wear. Okay.
Well, be honest about what day you're on, though.
Well, I'm on my fifth day.
She's
but that's
on the brown day.
She's on the brown day. But it's still there, and it can still stain. It might just look like shit.
Yeah, it's not going to leak out. It's going to conglomerate.
That's the day that I take down my underwear
Never
and I'm like... Butthole or vagina?
You don't know.
Never know.
You don't know.
Never know.
It's a surprise.
It's the greatest mystery in life. Okay.
Sorry, Tom. Already.
Sorry.
We're only 2 minutes in.
This is just the beginning. We're going to get exponentially more drunk, and it's going to get grosser. So we apologize. Okay.
That's true.
My good week and bad week both revolve around Instagram. And my good week is... I always clear my throat. Okay, so my good week is, we all get some random DMs every once in a while. Sometimes it's a dick pic, sometimes it's a death threat. Like, you don't ever really know.
So oh my God, should we call our book Dick Pic or Death Threat?
Dick Pics and Death Threats?
Putting it on the list.
Lady Gang memoir. Okay, so I'm checking my, DMs to see, what's going on. And I get a DM from this guy. And I start scrolling up, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy has been messaging me for months. And I'm going to read you some of my favorites. The first one is just, it's a lyric. It says, pain without love, pain can't get enough, pain and I like it rough, because I'd rather feel pain than nothing at all. It's a Three Days Grace lyric, apparently. Okay, next one. He said, He sends me the Taylor Swift You Need to Calm Down video with OMG, the beginning is your ass. I don't know what that means. Then he sends a picture that I don't see that says, Kelty caught us. It's too late. She might expose you on her Insta story. Just a heads up. Kelty is literally going to come over and pour honey in your bed like that one scene from that one movie. Does anybody know what movie this is? Okay.
What is it? The Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap. Well, then it gets a little bit crazier.
I love that when he's going for the jugular, he goes to right parent to Parent Trap.
Then it goes...
get you like they did in the Parent Trap.
Then it goes, Jack, please come suck my cock. Jack, baby, I'm sorry, Jackie. I will love you until sunrise, but for now, I must rest.
You're definitely getting murdered.
And then my last message and my favorite is, Jack, I love you more than Kelty.
That's rude.
It's just like he has some kind of a vendetta against you.
Do you feel so happy that one person on the planet loves you more than they love me?
I do. Everybody loves Kelty so much. Okay, my bad week, and I have visuals for my bad week.
Honestly, I'm so proud of Jack. Like, when we started Lady Gang, she didn't really understand producing a show. Both shows this weekend, you brought props.
I love a prop.
I just am like... I'm just...
You don't need to take them behind the curtain so much right now.
I know. Fourth wall, Kelty. Okay. I got tagged in an Instagram photo.
What? No, I will hold them.
And if you guys have been listening to the Lady Gang for a while, you know that there is a lot of controversy surrounding our knees. I don't know why, but people have opinions about our knees. Mostly Kelty's. People be crazy. But they're mostly Kelty's knees, mostly coming from, like, prison inmates that have nothing else to talk about. Okay, so I get tagged in an Instagram post. It's like this. It's like a repost of my outfit pic, and I'm like, oh, maybe it's from one of the brands I was wearing. I go to read the comment. I love you, Jack Vanek, and your show, The Lady Gang, very much, but your knee, I worry about your knee. It resembles balls. Then, zooms in a little bit. Zooms in a little bit more. Then
it looks like a face.
Then a ball sack. And then balls hanging out of pants. So this is a very nice Instagram post. And I'm like, you know what? I want to print out a visual for the show. So I go to print it off in my business center at my apartment. Only black and white printer. I'm like, no, I need color for full effect. Then I try to print it at Kelty's office. I forget. Then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to like a FedEx Kinko's. So I go to their workstation to try to print it out. Their printer's broken. And I'm telling the lady, I'm like, you know, like I need help fixing the printer. She's like, oh, just email me the pictures. I'll print them out for you. And I'm like, oh, please don't actually look at them. Oh, my God. So she goes to print them out, invites her employees to kind of look at what she's doing. And then as she hands me the stack of papers, it's the most disapproving look I have ever gotten in my life. Like, I felt like I killed somebody.
It's very good. Would you like to go?
Sure. Yesterday, I had a moment of joy.
Is this a good week or a bad week?
It's a good week. So, as you know, I don't often let joy into my life. I am always working and focusing on what's next.
That brings you joy.
It does bring me a kind of joy. But my manifestation for this summer has been to laugh. Real laughs.
Oh, my God.
And so sad. So,
she has to teach herself how to laugh.
Yeah, I do. All the Kelties know what I'm talking about. No, they don't? Oh, that's awkward. Anyway, yesterday at the airport, Jacqueline and I both ate a deep dish pizza, and then I instantly got diarrhea. And we both had to go to the bathroom at the same time. And in the airport, Jack let me hold her hand while we walked.
For far too long. I was actually thinking about
it. We walked through the airport holding hands and giggling, and I just felt so happy. And it was the funnest time I'd had in so long.
Oh, my God.
And I funnest. Just love our friendship.
Oh, that is so nice. I'm so sad.
It's so nice to really have a giggle like a schoolgirl.
Becca, you didn't miss anything.
I'm not jealous of the hand-holding. I always like to be chosen, though, you know?
Yeah.
So that I can turn you down.
Yeah. I didn't even choose you.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking
anyway,
about.
Anyway, I just...
That was beautiful. Thank you.
She also chose Jack as her upgrade companion. And so she got upgraded to first class.
Yep.
And she didn't even ask. She didn't even take a beat before the woman was like, well, I can only link you with one ticket. She was like, Jacqueline Vanek. I feel like
because
I'm targeted.
We're not getting into it. Yeah. But yeah, this is a long... Anyway, here's my bad week. On the flight out, I was, of course, in business class upgrade.
Oh, my God.
And I was sitting next to a guy that I thought was Jeremy Renner, which is, like, crazy because, you know, Jeremy DM'd me once. And then I told him my idea for his show, Renervation, because he loves to, like... He loves to flip houses.
Did he ever respond to that?
Wait, no. What did he DM you?
He was DMing me, and because I saw him, and then I was like, I'm flipping houses too.
No,
like
so my you own DM'd house. Him.
And we DM'd, and he's like, I'll come take a walkthrough if you want.
She's told this story before, and she told it in the same way where it was like Jeremy Renner slid into her DMs, but it was yeah. really her DMing
She initiated.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, I initiated, but then I was like, Jeremy, I have a great idea for a show on HGTV, Renervation.
So good. This guy was not Jeremy Renner.
He never wrote back. Anyway, it wasn't Jeremy Renner, but he was an aggressive male adult nail biter.
Oh. Tom, do you bite your nails?
Tom.
Do
you bite your toenails?
Her wife.
That's
his,
where it gets
his
weird.
Wife is okay. shaking her
Some
head
people
that
do.
He doesn't.
This guy was mowing the fuck down on his own fingernails and like with the headphones on watching a movie and just like, and I was like, then you're going to put Wait. Those fingers in someone's vagina later. It's gross.
That's not the gross. Was he biting things off and spitting them
no,
places?
No, he was like okay. getting a little nail and then doing a little like choo 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 choo.
And then a swallow.
And a swallow.
He's biting his own, he's
it
eating his own skin.
Fucking gross. That's all.
Okay. Well, I'm glad.
But yes. Renervation is a great idea. That's all.
It honestly is not bad.
It's okay. Okay, I'm glad you talked about your nervous poop.
Yes.
Because this is a great segue. Cool. I found Jack Vanek's flaw. Yes, I did. I've been mm-hmm. sharing a lot of hotel rooms with Jack lately. And you really never know someone until you share a hotel room with them. You know what I mean? Well, she did something one time, and I was like, I'm not going to hold this against her.
It's probably- oh, my God. I know what it is. Okay, go.
Well, I go into the bathroom a couple hours after she had her morning movement, and there's, like, a wad of toilet paper. Like, a child. Like, a four-year-old who's just been potty trained. And their mother's like, I'm done wiping your f***ing ass. You're doing it yourself. And then they roll out half of the toilet paper. They wipe their ass, and then they leave it in the toilet.
No, but this is the fucked up thing. I flush it.
No, I'm sorry. There's no defense. She hasn't finished the story.
No, let her.
It's Becca's time.
Let her,
no,
let her.
I actually thought that when you're in the bathroom because you flush the toilet, like the first thing that when you went in there.
Yeah.
I flush, but then somehow the toilet paper just comes back
probably
up and sits in the bowl.
Probably because you're using too much. Okay, well, guess what?
I'm destroying the planet single-handedly.
Okay, well, I thought it was a fluke. Well, today, about 100 yards from here, I went in to have my morning movement, and I walk in after Jack. And what do I walk into? So much toilet paper.
But here, no, but the thing is, I took a shit, and I flushed it.
I know.
So that's not me not flushing the toilet... I don't know what I'm doing wrong, you guys. I've been alive for 32 years. Like, do
the
I not know how to flush a
toilet? The
worst
part is you can see where you've also
a little bit
it.
Of poop?
There's a little poop on this.
Let me see.
Okay, but to my defense, for this movement, I did use a ton of toilet paper because I am wearing white. And I'm like, I don't want any residue
anyway,
anywhere.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Okay.
I love it when they fight.
So that's our flaw. That's my good week. My bad week is this.
You're an asshole.
So we've been doing the live shows. It's been so fun. We love meeting all you guys. We love meeting all you guys. And it's super fun. And usually you guys come up to the VIP area and you're like, oh my gosh, I love you guys. I've met some of my best friends through this. Like, you get me through my Monday. Like, the best things ever. One girl yesterday walks up to me with like the most serious look on her face.
It was heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy.
It was what? I'm not saying the one you're gonna that you're thinking of.
Oh, I know.
You didn't hear this.
Oh.
Yeah, the bitch waited to do it in private. And she goes, "Hey, I have to admit, I f-ing hate you on the podcast, but after today, you're my favorite." And I was like, I don't know what to do right now.
You know what? That's like an emotional manipulation.
She gaslit me,
She's
guys.
She's gaslighting you.
And now I think I'm in love with her. Don't any of you bitches do that to me today, okay?
Don't do that.
Also, if you hate me, please stop listening.
We hate ourselves more than you could ever hate us, so it's fine.
True.
No one hates me more than me.
I hate myself.
The Lady Gang.
Okay,
what's now?
Oh, what's a happening, Kelsey?
It's time for allegedly what's a happening. Okay, first of all, oh girls, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. I read a report this morning that Brad and Angelina are vacationing together.
Jennifer.
Yep, Jennifer.
I put Brad and Angie, that was wrong.
It's wrong.
Brad and
She has an Emmy for reporting the entertainment news.
She mean the number one flub. All right.
Okay. Brad and Jennifer Aniston are vacationing right now in Rome together at the villas of George Clooney and Amol.
That means it's real.
Raise your hand if you are here for this reunion.
They're in.
Who is not?
Jennifer
That's all
Aniston
we've ever wanted.
And Brad Pitt.
Lake Como is happening.
Guys.
America needs this. This is what's going to bring us together as a nation.
He turned over a new leaf, guys.
No, Brad Pitt seems like the biggest douchebag in the world. Is he not?
I mean, I don't know. He looks nice.
I'd see him in a second.
Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, though, he's back. His insides are up, but his outsides are great.
When was he not back? He's always been hot.
No, Jeff.
No, he had a weird face thing happening.
He had
Botox?
No, I think
he had
a
bloated moment.
A facelift?
I think it's
a facelift.
His facelift is set.
I heard Jen had a facelift too.
Of course she did.
That makes sense. She's, yeah.
Allegedly. Okay, what's up next?
Next topic. Oh, this one's for you, Jack.
Uh-oh.
Mike Fleiss, the creator of The Bachelor, is getting divorced.
Also, fun fact, Mike Fleiss only ever wears flip-flops.
That's more interesting.
Ever. Men, Tom, public service announcement to the men and the women with men. If your man gets dressed to go anywhere, I don't care if it's to go to the garbage cans to take the trash out. If he is in a jean with a flip-flop, you tell that man you will never f*** him again. Unless he puts on a proper pair of goddamn shoes.
A bootcut jean with a flip-flop is the most disgusting.
Or a skinny jean. Can you even
imagine?
Skinny
might be worse. A JNCO jean with a flip-flop, you can't
worse.
See.
Worse. The hair that sprouts off the toes.
You should only be in a flip-flop if you're literally on the sand in the beach.
Yes.
And that's it.
Okay, I'm glad
so
we
Mike Fleiss.
Thank you. That's why he's getting divorced. His wife is sick of looking at his goddamn toes.
And I've been using the podcast as a secret message to Chris Knight this entire time to, like, get his toenail fungus under f***ing control. Like, how many times have I talked about nail fungus? Like, 10 at least. And I'm like, it's disgusting. I'll never have sex with you again with your toenail fungus. And, like, why is he not listening to me indirectly call him out on the podcast?
Does he have, like, an athlete's foot?
He has... like a yellow toenail, and it is...
That's not fungus. That's just sometimes men get that.
Because they don't ever get, like, pampered.
I think it's fungus.
I want to throw up. We've got
it's
to change
revolting. And he's so tall, and his toes are so long.
No, we have got... No, this
disgusting.
Is so gross.
Okay. People are eating burgers right now. Sorry. We got to move on.
Sorry. Okay.
All right, you guys, we got to go.
It's been fun.
Is it time? Oh, Kelsey's too drunk to say this. So follow us on Instagram.
Don't say Kelty's name.
At Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter. This is so stupid.
This is so dumb. You're not going to remember this.
Merch right now is free shipping. And
go get some merch. I designed it.
Also,
thank
you guys for spending your day with us. Thank you for spending your hard-earned money. We love you so much.
We love you, DC.
DC, you are the... Go!
You're our favorite.
And we will...
Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.